This is Dr. Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This goes to James Hurd, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurd, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Robert Boone, please note the following medical letter. First name Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Last name Boone, B-O-O-N-E. On July 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 66-year-old male, height 6 foot 0 inches tall, weight 225 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 7th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury. This occurred when a U-turner hit the patient's vehicle, hitting the front passenger wheel well, period. The vehicle was not drivable, period. And an airbag was deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. His chest and right shoulder hit the vehicle, period. He was in a 2015 Ford Escape SUV, period. He was hit by an Audi convertible, period. He had immediate pain in his low back, comma, groin, comma, right leg, comma, and right shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having low back pain that goes down his leg, period. New paragraph. The patient does have persistent low back pain. This did require surgery, comma, physical therapy, comma, medicine, comma, and several injections, period. The pain is described as intermittent, approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to his knees, period. It is a stinging sensation down his leg, period. The patient also has had persistent vertigo. New paragraph. The patient has had persistent vertigo since the automobile accident, period. It occurs approximately 5 days per week, period. The duration is 3 to 4 hours per episode, period. It has been treated with medicine, period. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that he was treated entirely at IU, period. The day of the accident, he was seen at Methodist Emergency Room via ambulance, period. They did x-rays as well as other workup, period. They did a CAT scan of his head, period. The next day, he saw his family doctor at IU. He was seen there a few times and referred to a back specialist in physical therapy, period. The back specialist did do surgery as well as epidural shots, period. This was followed up with physical therapy at ATI for several months, period. He also had more treatment at IU, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with sex, comma, playing with children, comma, housework, comma, fixing flat tires, yard work, sleep, sports such as basketball, lifting over 15 pounds, standing over 45 minutes, and walking over 35 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include amlodipine, statin, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, exercises, hot and cold packs, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals low back surgery in January of 2025 due to this injury, period. He had a brain aneurysm clipped in 2014 in his skull, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured his low back in 1998 in a car accident, period. He was treated 3 months, told a sprain, but he was not having any pain down his leg or permanency, period. The patient has not had prior injuries to his low back, period. The patient never had a pinched nerve in his low back, as well as he did not have pain down his leg until this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had significant vertigo before this automobile accident, period. The patient was vertigo-free for 6 years before this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is retired now, but at the time of the automobile accident was a security officer, period. He had forced retirement due to this automobile accident and hasn't returned to work since April of 2023, period. He did try to return to work for 2 days after the automobile accident, but could not continue, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Emergency room report at IU Methodist ED, September 7th, 2022, state 63-year-old male with past medical history of hypertension, chronic low back pain, previous SAH, that's S is in Sam, A is in Andrew, H is in Harry, SAH, previous SAH, secondary to aneurysm, status post-clipping in 2014, brought in by EMS after MVC, period. He was wearing a seatbelt and airbags did deploy, period. Pain is made worse with movement and worse in the lower back, but he does have pain throughout his entire back and neck, period. On physical examination, his blood pressure was high. In the neck, midline cervical spine tenderness, midline thoracic and lumbar spine tenderness diffusely, period. Presently after MVC with neck and back pain concerning for traumatic injury, period. He is also experiencing nausea and diaphoresis, period. Complete traumatic workup including labs and CT head, CT cervical spine, CT chest slash abdomen slash pelvis, period. If all labs and imaging are negative, anticipate discharge home, period. Assessment is MVC. End of report. ATI physical therapy discharge summary, October 10th, 2024. Robert has attended 10 physical therapy sessions over the past 8 weeks for treatment of signs and symptoms associated with diagnosis of lumbar DDD, lumbar facet syndrome, lumbar spondylosis, lumbar sprain slash strain, period. Patient continues to report lumbar and cervical pain, limited most ADLs, period. Period, end of report. Outpatient note, January 3rd, 2024. Post-op diagnosis is lumbar disc disease with radiculitis. This is an operative note. Procedure done was right L4 and L5 transforaminal epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopic guidance, period. End of report. History and physical, January 3rd, 2024. Assessment, impression, low back and right lower extremity pain, period. This appears to be lumbar radiculitis, period. He has right-sided herniated disc at L4-L5 level, which causes possible right L5 nerve root impingement, period. End of report. Operative note, January 7th, 2025, procedure performed. Bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 level facet nerve radial frequency ablation with fluoroscopic guidance, period. End of report. Operative note, August 6, 2024, post-op diagnosis, lumbar and lumbosacral spondylosis without radiculopathy, period. Procedure performed, bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1, diagnostic local anesthetic facet nerve block with fluoroscopic guidance, period. End of report. Neurosurgery outpatient provider note, January 10th, 2023. Patient reports he has had on and off pain in his low back, but recently became more constant after his car accident in September 2022, period. Prior MRI in 2025 noted for L4-5 disc protrusion, greater on the left, with central and foraminal stenosis, period. End of report. X-rays of the lumbar flexion and extension X-rays, January 10th, 2023, shows the degenerative disc and facet changes, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, January 20th, 2023, indication lumbar radicular pain, history of disc protrusion in 2005, no improvement with formal therapy. Comparison to February 2005 period shows disc herniation at L5-S1 superimposed upon bulge has decreased, period. End of report. Primary care provider note, September 27th, 2022. Patient states that since the accident, he has had almost daily nausea and diarrhea, period. Also having increased low back pain, period. End of report. IU University Hospital clinic notes, October 10th, 2022, struggling with back pain, has nausea since MVC, period. End of report. Wayne Township Fire, September 7th, 2022, responded emergent to the listed address for MVA, period. Patient noted to be leaning against driver door, grunting in pain, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary as it pertains to the automobile accident of September 7th, 2022, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. His gait was unsteady, period. He was unable to heel to toe walk with an imbalance, period. The patient had major imbalance and almost fell over with his eyes closed, standing erect, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Lungs were cleared to auscultation, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar was abnormal, period. There was diminished strength, heat, and tenderness palpable, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 60 degrees left, 64 degrees right, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 26 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength in the left great toe, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left lateral calf and the left lateral foot, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, reactivation of vertigo. Number 3, aggravation of prior 2005 L4, L5 disc protrusion, resulting in epidural injections, and L4-5 and L5-S1 ablation on January 7th, 2025. Period. The above three diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of September 7th, 2022, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the lumbar region, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the lumbar area for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar region as he ages, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. By his healthcare professionals, he was advised that he will need more ablation shots. As well as epidural injections, period. He was also advised that he will need additional physical therapy, period. Cost of further ablations will be that they need to be repeated every 6 to 8 months at a cost of approximately $6,000 each. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace costs $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, and we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.